Well, this morning, if you allow me to just say a few words of thanks,
想请大家容许我说几件事情。
I want to say thank you for, I want to say thank you, Lord, for keeping me strong and healthy.
想感谢主，让我能够继续的有力量，能够健康。
I think there's hopefully time for me to be able to testify just how much God has been doing in my life.
我希望能够有时间能够见证神在我生命中所成就的。
And that even though there were some time during this week where it was a little hard for me.
尽管在周间呢，有的时候对我来讲有点困难。
I find the Lord at work giving me strength.And hope and joy each new day.
但是呢，我能够发现神在我的生命中成就，他给我力量，给我希望，给我喜乐，在我的每一天。
And I want to thank brothers and sisters for praying for me.
我也要感谢弟兄姐妹们为我祷告。
Sometimes I can't even get a prayer request out to everyone, but I know you're praying for me.
有的时候我不能够说把祷告的请求。告诉每个人，但是我知道你们都在为我祷告。
And there's so much mercy that I feel on me and our family at this time.
在这个时候，我感受到对我和我的家人有何等多的怜悯。
You are such a loving church.
你们是何等充满爱的教会。
So I just want to thank you and thank the Lord for that.
所以我想要为此感谢你，也感谢神。
I also want to thank the Lord for last weekend's youth retreat.
我也想要为上周的青少年团契退休会感谢神。
And I want to thank all of you who prayed for us at that time.
我想要感谢每一位为这个退休会祷告的人。
There are many of you brothers and sisters when you are aware that there's a youth retreat happening, you are praying for the youth.
在座的许多弟兄姐妹，你们知道青少年在退休会，你们都为他们祷告。
And let's never, ever underestimate the power of prayer.
让我们永远不要低估祷告的力量。
God calls us to pray.
神呼召我们祷告。
God says that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish.
神应许我们，如果你住在我里面，住在我的道里面。你们可以祈求祷告一切。
And so there's power in your prayer for last weekend.
所以呢，上周末你们的祷告彰显了主的大能。
Our youth planning team included two of our college students in this church and two of the high school students in this church.
我们本次退休会的策划团队包括了两名大学生，还有两名高中生。
And they had...been led by the Lord to not only benefit those who are already believers, the Christians in our youth group, but they specifically had a vision from the Lord to have the gospel preached for those of the youth who do not have that relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以呢，神就引领他们，让他们不单是愿意这个退休会是为已经是基督徒的青少年能够得益处，他们也有这样的一个看见，他们想要让福音能够传讲给那些还不是基督徒的青少年。
A planning team that saw the need that there are some lost souls in the youth group and they wanted to make sure this weekend is about the gospel.
所以呢，这个策划团队有这样的一个意向。他们看见青少年当中有失丧的灵魂，他们希望能够确保在这个退休会当中福音能够得到传讲。
And through the testimonies, through the calling that was given, I am sure that souls in our youth group, I keep looking over there, there's souls in our youth group that were saved over the weekend. Amen?
Amen.透过见证，透过呼召，我可以确定的跟大家说，在那个退休会的周末， 我们青少年中有灵魂得到了救赎。
So would you believe, did you know that those of you who were praying, you participated in that work? You were in that work with us.
你知道吗？当你在为他们祷告的时候，你就参与了福音的事工。
I know that Pastor James shared in the prayer meeting to pray for those who are lost to be saved.
我知道范长老在祷告会的时候呼召大家为失丧的灵魂祷告。
And those of you who prayed for us, you are participating with us in the work of the gospel. Amen?
Amen. 那些大家参与祷告事工的也就参与了我们的福音事工。
Some of them already indicated they want to be baptized.
当中青少年当中有一些已经表明他们愿意受洗。
So I was wondering, how does it make you feel to know that you were part of the work of the gospel?
我想请问大家，当你知道你是福音事工的一部分的时候，你有什么感受？
I know that Peter and I, as the preachers and talking with the rest of the co-workers at the retreat, we were so excited.
我知道我和 Peter 弟兄，我们作为祷告的退休会的传道人，我们和同工们都非常激动。
When we talked and Peter and I were saying, it's so amazing, Peter and I only talked for like 3 minutes and the Lord had already given us the same path of the message.
Peter 弟兄和我只进行了简短的三分钟的交谈，但我们就马上清楚地看见神赐给我们同样的信息。
And we were just talking about what an amazing weekend it was to see the responses of the youth as they desire and they choose to follow Jesus. Amen?
对，我们都很兴奋。
Are you guys excited about that? Does that make you excited? It's like, oh, amen. You know? Like, do you amen that?
Amen.
Like, don't say amen if it's fake, right? That's good.
我们都很兴奋看到青少年们愿意接受福音。
So that to me, as I've seen over all these years, and I've seen many, many different conversions, people coming into salvation.
这么多年来，我看到了许多人他们的觉知。
This is the first step of their life becoming disciples of Jesus.
这是他们成为耶稣基督门徒的第一步。
This is our process as a church making disciples.
作为教会来讲，我们要造就门徒，这也是第一步。
And this is their very first step.
这是他们的第一步。
It's one of the most exciting first steps.
这是最让人激动的第一步。
Especially when you're there and you see it, you see someone, you see God working in someone's heart and they're like, I believe, yes, I want Jesus to be my shepherd.
特别是当你在现场，当你看到神的做工，看到有人说是的，我愿意相信，我愿意接受主耶稣。
And that's like just the first step.
这仅仅是第一步而已。
Because after that, the gospel continues to do work in their life.
因为之后福音会继续在他的生命中发挥作用。
And the Holy Spirit will begin to change them and transform them.
圣灵就会开始改变他们，更新他们。
Right? We see that.
我们看见。
And then what happens in their life, naturally the gospel begins to come out of their mouth.
那么很自然的，福音就会从他们的口唇中流出。
So that they could share the gospel that they have received and they're able to share that with others.
他们所接受的福音也可以跟别人分享。
You see, there's a flow to the gospel.
可以看见福音是流动的。
There's a flow to the gospel.
它是有一个流程的。
And today I found a passage that I feel really speaks to this flow of the gospel and how the gospel works.
今天我也发现了一段经文，讲得很清楚福音的运作流程。
So if you would turn your Bibles open to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
如果大家可以的话，翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书一章。
And we'll be looking at verses 5 through 10 today.
我们今天要一起来看第五节到第十节。
For the sake of time, I think we'll have it just read in Chinese. Should we read the whole passage?
Okay.
Let's go for it. So we're going to read it in Chinese. Those of you who are English, because you're going to be listening to me, we can follow along. But let's just hear this passage being read in Chinese.
好，那我们用中文来读五到十节。因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不单是借着言语，也是借着全能，借着圣灵和充足的信心。为了你们的缘故，我们在你们中间为人怎样，这是你们知道的。
Is that it?
Next. 你们效法了我们。
Oh, we don't have the whole thing up. So just, right? We never did that, right? Wei Gang. No, no, it's okay. Now just go back to verse 5. She'll read it.
It's
confusing.
I read verse 5. Okay. Give me a moment. You们效法了我们，也效法了主。 在大患难中带着圣灵的喜乐接受了真道，这样你们就成了马其顿和亚该亚所有信徒的榜样，因为不单主的道从你们那里传遍了马其顿和亚该亚，就是你们对神的信心也传遍了各处，所以我们不用再说什么了，他们都述说你们是怎样接待我们，而且怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍这位又真又活的神。 并且等候他的儿子从天降临，这就是神使他从死人中复活，救我们脱离将来愤怒的那位耶稣。Let's
pray.
我们祷告。Heavenly
Father, I come before you, and with all of my brothers and sisters, we are here to give you our worship and to give you our attention.
亲爱的天父，今天我和众弟兄姐妹一同来到你的面前，我们要专心的仰望你，同心的敬拜你。Even
as our chairman shared this morning, Lord, in the Psalm 103, if we were given what our sins deserve, we would forever be separated from you.
就像今天早上主席跟我们分享的诗篇第103篇，如果神按我们的罪来对付我们，我们就会永远与他隔离。I
know it's hard for us sometimes to fully be grateful, but Lord, I pray that you, your Spirit, helps us at this time to remember the amazing love and the amazing grace that you showed towards those of us who are saved.
主啊，我知道有的时候啊，我们有困难不能够完全的体会，我们该如何的去感激你？但是今天早上，求你帮助我们，让我们能够纪念你在我们身上所成就的那奇妙的救赎大功，纪念你对我们一切的爱和一切的恩典。That
we were once in the darkness, and you brought us into the light.
我们曾经在黑暗中，是你领我们进入光明。That
once we were dead in our sins, and you gave us the life in Christ.
我们曾经在最终死，是你给了我们在基督里的新生命。We
were so lost, and you came to find us.
我们曾经失丧，你来寻见了我们。
So I thank you this morning for the message of the gospel.
所以今天早上我为你福音的信息献上感恩。
And I thank you this morning that there were some of the youth that we saw go from death to life last weekend.
我们也要特别献上感恩，因为上周末有一些青少年他们已经出死入生了。
Lord, speak to us today in the way that only you can do.
主啊，今天早上求你用唯有你能有的那样的方式对我们讲话。Help
us to understand this working of the gospel.
帮助我们理解福音的工作。We
pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。Amen.
All right. So let's start reading from verse 4, actually. Because it just kind of flows in my translation. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, You know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake.
其实我们可以再往上看一节，第四节，神所爱的弟兄们，我们知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不单是借着言语，也是借着全能，借着圣灵和充足的信心。为了你们的缘故，我们在你们中间为人怎样，这是你们知道的。
Now, as a little bit of history here, if you remember,
如果你记得，这里是有一点历史背景。
This church in the city of Thessalonica is a group of young, vibrant, newer believers.
这个教会，帖撒罗尼迦的教会，他们是充满新信徒的。
They are not young in age, they are young in their spiritual life because they're new believers.
他们不是说年龄小，而是他们是新信徒，他们在属灵的生活中是新的。
Now, the person who brought the gospel to them was Paul and his team.
是保罗和他的团队把福音传给他们的。
But they didn't plan to go there.
但是他们之前并没有计划要去哪里。
It was the Holy Spirit, God himself,who supernaturally led Paul and the team there to Thessalonica.
是神用超自然的能力带领保罗和他的团队到了
帖撒罗尼迦。And they only spent a short amount of time there bringing the gospel to this whole group of people.
他们在那里只花了短暂的时间把福音传给这许多的人。
And within this group of people, over several weeks, some of them,came to Christ.
在那短短的时间里，这一群人当中有些人信主了。
Some of them, out of this whole group, probably a few, they came from darkness into light.
这一群人当中可能有几个人，他们出黑暗入光明了。
If you think about our last baptism, we celebrated all these new believers.
如果你记得我们上回洗礼的时候，
我们 How many did we have?
庆祝了多少位弟兄姐妹受洗？
Right, how many did we have for our last baptism?
上一次有几位弟兄姐妹?
Do you guys remember? I think it was like 10 or 11?
有11位弟兄姐妹。
These are all new believers. Who was baptized last time? Raise your hand here. Right? Okay,
这是我们最新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
Right? And some of the younger ones as well.
还有一些年轻人。
Imagine a small group of believers who just heard the gospel and heard enough from Paul.They became this church, the church in Thessalonica.
想象一下，这么一小小几位弟兄姐妹，他们听到了保罗传讲的福音，他们就成为帖撒罗尼迦教会的起源。
So this is what Paul is writing about.
这是保罗所写的。
It's amazing that this group of younger, newer believers.
很奇妙的这一群新信徒。
When Paul writes to them.It's so positive.
当保罗写信给他们的时候，他是非常积极的。
Because you can see how real they are in their faith.
你可以看到他们在自己的信心中是如此的真诚。
And you can see the work of the gospel in their life.
你也可以看见福音在他们生命当中的工作。
And so that's why Paul writes here from verse 5, I want you to see how the gospel is received. He says, our gospel came to you.Not only in word. Now let's stop right there.
所以保罗写道，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不单是借着言语。
Okay, here's the first point that I wanted to see this morning.
今天早上想跟大家看到的第一点。
That although the gospel, he says, comes with all this other stuff in their midst, the gospel needs to first come through words.
虽然说福音要来到需要有其他许多别的事情，但是首先是借着言语。
The gospel needs to be shared in words.
福音需要借着言语传讲。
Now I know, and I've heard from Christians this very nice sounding phrase.
我才从基督徒里听到这样一句很好听的话。
We preach the gospel with our life.
我们用我们的生命传讲福音。
And that sounds so deep.
听起来非常的深刻。
Wow, you preach the gospel with your life.
你用生命传讲福音。
In fact, I know of some Christians that I talked to that they said, we try not to, say the words that will make them feel bad, so we just use our life.
我其实也听到有些基督徒说，我们不想就是说用一些话语，直接的讲让他们比较尴尬，所以我们就用自己的生命传讲福音。
But that's not what we see here.
但是这不是我们在经文中看到的。
And that's not the pattern that we see in the early church.
也不是我们在早期教会所看到的模式。
And that's not what Jesus commands us to, just use our life.
也不是耶稣基督给我们的命令。
In Romans 10, Paul actually says, how will they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
在罗马书十章，保罗实际上说到，没有听见他，怎能信他呢？
Right? This is the primary way in which the gospel needs to get out.
这是福音得以传讲的主要方式。
Through words.
透过言语。
This is the gospel. It's good news.
这是福音，好消息。
And I love when Paul says this. He said, it's our gospel. Did you see that in verse 5?
我也很喜爱保罗提到的我们的福音。
He said, I wanted to bring to you our gospel.
他说我想要传给你们我们的福音。
It's personal to Paul.
对保罗来讲这有个人的意义。
Now when you have tried to bring the gospel to others,
当你想要把福音带给他人的时候，
sometimes we may not feel that we have the right words, right?
有的时候我们可能觉得自己没有合宜的话语。
Sometimes what prevents you from sharing the gospel is you think, I don't know really how to have the right words to say.
有的时候你不能传讲福音，因为你觉得你没有合宜的话语。
But I wanted to give you some encouragement today about that.
但今天我想给你一点鼓励。
Did you know that even Paul asked for prayer to have clarity and to have the right words when he brings the gospel out?
你是否知道，就连保罗他也请求弟兄姐妹为他祷告，好让他有当讲的话，清楚地传讲福音。
In Ephesians 6:19, he says, "Pray for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth to boldly proclaim the mystery of the gospel."
在以弗所书六章十九节，他说：“为我祈求，使我传讲的时候得着当说的话，可以坦然无惧地讲明福音的奥秘。”
So for those of you who have been hesitant to share the gospel with others,
所以在座如果有人犹豫，怎么跟别人分享福音？
And think about some of your friends and loved ones that need the gospel.
想一想那需要福音的朋友或亲人。
But you've been hesitant and you're being held back because you don't have the right words.
你犹豫，你不敢说，因为你觉得自己不知道当说的话。
Know that even Paul asked God, God, give me the right words.
现在你知道，尽管是保罗，他也要求神给他当讲的话。
And he asks others to pray for him, pray that I would have the right words.
他也请求别人为他祷告，好让他得着当说的话。
Just as many of you prayed for both Peter and myself in giving the gospel message, God gave us the right words.
就像你们为我和 Peter 弟兄祷告，让我们能够清楚地传讲福音，神就赐给我们当说的话。
So as you think about that,
当你思想这些，
and you don't have the right words,
你没有当讲的话，
sometimes it might be because you feel the pressure to have all these memorized Bible verses or the right kind of script.
可能你有时候觉得有压力，因为你没有把很多的经节背好。
I think sometimes we're trying too hard.
我想有的时候我们有点太用力过度了。
So I think it's better when it's your gospel.
所以我想，如果这福音是你个人的，这其实更好。
Like Paul, he wanted to share them his gospel. The gospel of Jesus, but it's personal.
就像保罗要想跟他们分享他的福音，是耶稣的福音，但是对我们有个人意义。
It's so much better when you can share the gospel in a way that comes from your story.
如果你能够分享福音是从你个人的故事里讲起的话，那更好。
How you came to see your sin and your need for a savior.
你是怎么看到生命，你自己生命中的罪，然后意识到。
Tell people how Jesus has impacted your life.
意识到你需要救恩，告诉别人耶稣如何改变你的生命。
Tell people how messed up your life was before you met Jesus.
跟别人分享在你遇到耶稣之前，你的生活是如何的糟糕。
Tell them how much this personal relationship with Jesus has transformed you.
跟他们分享你和耶稣的个人关系如何的转变了你。
And then in the last part of verse 5, he says, you know what kind of men we prove to be among you for your sake.
在第五节的后面一部分，保罗说到， 为了你们的缘故，我们在你们中间为人怎样，这是你们知道的。
So this is what was happening.
所以这就是当时发生的。
Not only did Paul and his team share the words of the gospel,
保罗和团队不但传讲福音的言语，
but the Thessalonians saw their life.
但是帖撒罗尼迦的人们看到了他们的生命。
And their life demonstrated the gospel.
他们的生命也彰显了福音。
So the gospel goes out through both words and life.
所以呢，福音得以传讲是借着言语，也是借着生命。
There's been a number of times I've heard from people.
我有几次听到有人讲，
I will not be a Christian. I will not put my faith in Jesus.
我不想当基督徒，我不想决志信主。
Because the person who shared it with me, their life is so bad.
因为那个跟我分享福音的那个人，他的生命是很糟糕的。
I see so much problems in that person that it affected the gospel message.
我看到那个人他生命中的问题，他影响了我对福音的领受。
But on the other hand, how many believers' testimonies have you heard that is because they saw the love of Christians and the life of Christians that the gospel message was so easy to give that they say, yes, I want that too.
但同时的，我们也听到了很多的见证，成为新信徒的人分享说，他是看见了为他们传讲福音的人生命里的见证，使得他们很容易领受
福音。So the testimony of the lips matches the testimony of the life.
所以呢，嘴唇的见证与生活的见证要相匹配。
Right, it's both, isn't it?
两者都要有。
Right, the gospel comes in lips and life.
福音是透过嘴唇和生命出来的。
But I want to show you now how the gospel works.
但现在我想跟大家分享福音是如何运作的。
Or how God works through the gospel here.
或者是神如何透过福音运作。
I want to show you how it's received.
想让大家看见福音是如何被领受。
Because I want to take a moment to speak personally to those of you who have tried to share the gospel with a friend or a loved one, and you've been met with rejection over and over again.
因为今天我想特别的对在座的曾经试图对自己的亲人朋友传讲福音，但是一而再再而三的被拒绝的。
To the point that you might be discouraged.
到了一个地步，你觉得很沮丧。
You've put all this effort into loving this friend, this loved one, to show them the gospel. You share it, you share what Jesus has been doing in your life, and you're met with rejection over and over and over again.
你可能对这个亲人或朋友花了相当大的精力去向他们表现基督的爱，向他们分享福音，但是他们再三的拒绝。
To the point where it's giving you so much heartache.
到了让你心痛的地步。
To the point where you're wondering, did I do something wrong?
可能到一个地步，你想到是不是我做错了什么。
You may feel now that it's becoming personal, that they're rejecting you personally.
你甚至会觉得是不是有一些针对个人的。
And you're wondering, why don't I see a change in them?
你在想，为什么我看不到改变呢？
Why do they not believe?
他们为什么不信呢？
And I want to say to you, trust me, we've all been there.
我想对你说的是，我们都曾经有这样的经历。
You're not alone.
你不是孤单的。
But sometimes I think we put too much pressure on ourselves to save someone.
所以我想有的时候我们给自己很大的压力，觉得我们要去拯救某人。
And I think that that's part of the problem in our thinking.
我想这是我们思维中的一个误区。
Because it's not our power or place to save anyone.
因为我们没有这样的能力或这样的身份去拯救任何人。
See, if you look at how the gospel is received, look at verse 5 again.
让我们再看一下第五节，福音是怎么被领受的。
Okay, he says, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不单是借着言语，也是借着全能，借着圣灵和充足的信心。
This should be so helpful for us.
这对我们是很有益处的。
And if you're taking notes and you write down how the gospel is received,
如果你记笔记写下来福音是如何被领受的
you should be highlighting and circling and right underlining the word in power.
你就应该要把这个画重点在这个词上借着全能
and in the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵
and with full conviction.
和充足的信心
You see, so when the gospel is presented,
所以当福音被呈现
yeah, and it's shown in the life of the messenger,
它是在传讲福音的人的生命中被彰显。
But it must come with these other things.
但是它必须还有这些其他的东西。
It must come in power.
它必须有全能。
The word here is dunamis.
这个原文是 dunamis.
It's the word that we use in English for dynamite.
在英语里就是炸药的意思。
And this is also one of the words used in the gospel.When it's used to describe Jesus' miracles.
这同样的字眼也用来描绘耶稣基督的神迹。
So this is talking about the powerful, miraculous, the miraculous supernatural power of God.
所以这里讲到的是奇迹般的超自然的神的大能。
And the gospel also needs the work of the Holy Spirit.
福音也需要圣灵的工作。
Only the Holy Spirit can bring this full conviction.
唯有圣灵能带来这充足的信心。
In other words,
也就是说
to need the necessity of God's power, His Spirit, and full conviction,
我们需要神的全能、圣灵和充足的信心。
God is the only one who changes the heart.
神是唯一能改变人心的。
Ultimately, that's what God does.
归根结底，这就是神的所为。
We are not the ones who saves them.
我们不是那些拯救人的。
I cannot do what only God can do.
我做不了唯有神能做的事。
God is the one who saves them.
神是那位拯救人的。
That's why when I was a younger believer, I always remember what my mother gave me in some very wise words.
当我是个年轻的信徒的时候，总记得母亲给我的一些智慧的话语。
And this applies to a lot of different ministry.
这对许多其他的事工也有益处。
She said to me, "God cannot change, man cannot change man."
她说人不能改变人。
Only God can change man.
唯有神能改变人。
That's given me so much relief.
那给了我很大的释放。
And that's what we see happen in this group of believers in Thessalonica.
这是我们看到在帖撒罗尼迦信徒中所呈现的。
God is the one who saves them.
神是那位拯救他们。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians, I planted, Apollos watered, and it is who makes things grow? It is God who makes the seed grow.
保罗在哥林多前书三章六节提到我栽种了亚波罗浇灌了唯有神使它生长。
That's how the Thessalonians received it.
这是帖撒罗尼迦教会领受到的方法。
It's when the word is given,
言语被传讲
plus the Holy Spirit,
加上圣灵
then you have this power,
然后你就有全能
and you have this explosion in the life of the one receiving it.
然后就在领受到福音的人生命中产生了爆炸性的变化。
And so this is what we see.
这就是我们看到的。
We see Paul.Over and over, when he's bringing the gospel out, he's asking for prayer.
保罗传讲福音的时候，他一再的请求祷告。
Because he knows it's not just his words and his effort and his life.
因为他知道这不单单是他自己的言语、他的生命或者是他的努力。
There has to be prayer behind it.
必须要有祷告在背后。
So when you think about the friend that you're trying to bring Jesus to.
当你想到你想要介绍耶稣认识的朋友
When you think about that loved one, your family member,
或者你所爱的亲人
who you just know, if I have Jesus and I have a hope in a future and they don't, I really hope that they know Jesus.
因为我认识耶稣，我想我有这样的盼望和这样的永恒的生命，我也希望他们能够拥有。
Are you praying for that?
你有没有为他们祷告？
I remember when in our prayer meeting, there's a brother in our church named Scott, and he shared with us that his father is getting older, and his health is not good. His father is not saved. And please pray he would say, for my father's salvation.
我记得在祷告会的时候，我们 Scott 弟兄分享了说他的父亲也逐渐的年长，然后身体也不大好，然后他还没有得着救恩，他请求大家为他的父亲的救恩祷告。
We prayed so much for Scott's father.
我们为 Scott 的父亲祷告了许多。
We prayed for over 2 years, I remember.
我记得我们祷告了两年。
And one day he came back to report.
有一天他回来报告。
Praise the Lord, my father received Jesus.
赞美主，我父亲信主了。
This brother did not feel that he had to bring the gospel on his own.
这位弟兄，他知道他不需要个人独立地把福音传讲给父亲。
He believed in the power of prayer.
他相信祷告的大能。
I remember when Peter was first saved.
我记得当 Peter 弟兄第一次得救的时候。
Not the apostle Peter, but our Peter here right here.
我们的 Peter 弟兄。
And I remember when he was saved, he said, how can I be the only one in my family who's saved?
我记得他跟我说，我怎么会是我们家人中唯一被唯一得救的呢？
He said, you gotta pray for my mom and dad and my sister, bro.
你要为我的父母和我的妹妹祷告。
You gotta pray for them. They need to have Jesus.
请你为他们祷告，他们需要耶稣。
And he would always say that.
他总是这么说。
I remember he would always, I don't know if you remember, you would always say that.
他一直是这么讲。
Pray for my mom and dad. Pray that they would be saved. How can I be the only one in my family who has Jesus?
为我的爸爸妈妈祷告，我不能是我们家中唯一一个得救的。
And how long, like years, years, we prayed for years.
我们祷告了多年。
And finally he had the praise report.
终于他来进行了一个赞美的。
His parents both got saved.
他的父母
Do you guys get excited about that?
大家是不是很激动呢?
I mean, that's crazy. There's many stories. I could give even more stories here.
我们有很多类似的故事。
I remember when, I'll just share one that came to my mind because it combines the two stories. I remember when I met a gentleman who came from China.
我记得一个从中国来的一个人。
And so he doesn't have English, but I was trying to communicate with him.
他英文讲得不好，我试图跟他沟通。
And I realized that he's been joining these men's Bible studies, but I said, oh, are you a Christian? He said, no.
他参加弟兄查经小组，但是他不是基督徒。
And I said, my heart burned inside for him.
我心想，我的心在为他燃烧。
And I said, but God,I can't speak Chinese very good.
但是我说神啊，我中文讲的不好。
But I was burning inside.
但是我真是为他心焦。
And so I don't know if that brother is here today, Wang Ming. And I said, "Have you ever heard of Jesus?"
就是王明弟兄，他现在在旅游。我问他说，你认识耶稣吗？
And we had this conversation. And in my broken Chinese, I was giving him the gospel and asking him questions.
所以呢，我就用我自己非常有限的中文跟他交流，跟他分享福音。
And I know when someone is being moved by the Spirit.
但是我知道，当我看到一个人被圣灵感动。
And so we're leaning into each other, and everyone had left, and we're just talking.
大家都已经走了，但是我们俩还是一直在交谈。
And I kept saying, 你听得懂我讲的吗？
我就一直问他。
Right? So I kept asking, like, do you understand what I'm saying?
你听得懂吗？
And he's like, yes, 继续继续。Right? He's like, keep going, keep going. I'm like,耶稣非常爱你。And I said, 他为你而死。你知道你刚刚讲你知道你是有罪的。他是为你的罪死。Right? I was telling him the gospel. I was like, Jesus loves you so much. The sin that you're aware of, that's why Jesus died. He came to die for you. And tears started coming down his eyes. And I was like, 你真的听得懂我讲的吗? I'm like, you understand what I'm saying? And he's like, yes. And I said, do you want to call Jesus your Savior? Do you want Jesus to save you? And he said, yes. And I said, then you tell him. 那你跟他说? And he says, huh? I was like, you tell him. And he's like, what? I don't know what to say. I said, just can you talk to Jesus right now? Can you talk to him? He goes, I'll try. 他就说我是, are you translating?
所以就是刚才,
it's a good story, right?
Pastor Alex描述了他跟王明弟兄传讲福音的时候, 王明弟兄听了就落泪了, 然后呢, Pastor Alex就鼓励他, 亲自地跟神讲话, 他说, 好的, 那我来试着跟神讲话。
And you know, sometimes I lead them with words.
有的时候我就用一些言语来帮助他们。
But he's so in that Holy Spirit zone that I said, you talk to him.
他已经是处在这样一个非常属灵的境界，我就鼓励他，你直接跟神讲话。
And he just cried.
他在落泪。
And he said, Jesus, would you forgive me?
他说，耶稣，你可以宽恕我吗？
It was so real.
实在是很真实。
He says, God, I want to follow you.
他说，神啊，我愿意跟随你。
And he's crying, and I'm crying, and good thing like no one's there. Two men just like crying it out.
还好没有别人在场，我们俩都是泪流满面。
And then, when he was done talking, he says, 那就这样子吗? He goes, so that's it? And I said, the only phrase I helped him was, I said, 你可以说奉耶稣名求祷告。 And so he said that, 奉耶稣基督名求祷告。 And then, he's, oh, 那就这样子吗? And I said, in Jesus' name. And he said, in Jesus' name. And he says, that's it. And I said, then we say amen. Amen means yes, Lord. And he says, amen. We say amen together. Amen?
Amen.
Wow. That was not my words.
那这个非常有力的见证不是因着我的话语。
I didn't have the words.
我没有。
I've never shared the gospel in Chinese before. I always watch Wang Ming closely because I wonder if he's believing correctly.
Right?
He might be a Mormon, right? That gospel came with power. Amen?
Amen. 福音是借着全能传讲。
That gospel came with the Holy Spirit, amen?
福音是借着圣灵传讲。
And that's why the gospel convicted him, amen?
这就是为什么福音能够使他
I didn't tell him what to pray.
我没有告诉他怎么祷告。
He knew what to say to God in his own words.
他知道如何用自己的言语跟神讲话。
That was amazing.
非常奇妙。
So the gospel gets received.
所以福音被领受。
Number two, after the gospel is received, we see that the gospel redirects.
第二，福音被领受之后，我们看到福音会重新引领生命的方向。
The one thing you know for sure when the gospel is truly received.
当你怎么能够确定福音是真的被领受了呢？
Is you will see life change.
是你会看到生命的改变。
You will see transformation.
你会看到更新。
You will see sanctification.
你会看到成圣。
You will see a longing in that person's life to know more about this God.
你会在这个人的生命中看到他渴慕更多地了解神。
You will see this person begin to want to worship and bow down to God.
你会看到这个人，他愿意要来敬拜神，在神面前俯伏。
You will see this person want to follow and obey God.
你会看到这个人愿意跟随和顺服神。
And you will see the Holy Spirit not only change them, it completely redirects their life.
你也会看到圣灵不但改变他们，而会完全地改变他们生命的方向。
Your life used to go in this way.
你的生命原来是往那个方向。
Your life has your purpose.
你的生命有自己的目的。
And slowly, when you truly receive the gospel, you'll see that it redirects your life to go under God's purpose for your life.
当你真正领受福音的话，你会逐渐地看到圣灵引领你生命的新方向。
Because you're now living under God's design.
因为你现在活在神的设计中。
And when you remain close and in step with the Holy Spirit,
当你和圣灵亲近并且步调一致的时候，
you began to show the fruits that the Holy Spirit will bear in your life.
你就会开始展现圣灵在你生命中结出的果子。
The gospel through the Holy Spirit transforms the lives of His people.
福音透过圣灵能够改变神子民的生命。
So that's the first thing that the gospel does after it's received.
这就是福音被领受之后所做的第一件工作。
Right? So the gospel is received. Second, the gospel redirects.
所以福音首先被领受，然后福音重新引导方向。
Let's look at a few different ways that the gospel started to change their lives. Look at, jump down to verse 9.
我们跳到第九节，看看福音如何改变人的生命。
Okay, verse 9 says, How you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
第九节提到，你们怎样离弃偶像，归向神，要服侍这位又真又活的神。
You see, this is true repentance.
你看，这是真的悔改。
It's turning from sin, turning from the ways that you know. God doesn't like me living this way. This choice that I made, this is not what God honors and blesses. I turn from that.
你是从最终转移，你原来的方向是神所不喜悦的，是神所不能祝福的方向，然后你就转移。
We may not have idols today, but idols are things that we love and we devote time and energy to.
我们可能没有真的这样子的偶像，但是是那些我们花时间和精力的事情。
You can look at the things that you spend the most of your time on.
你看看你在什么事情上花最多的时间。
And that could possibly be an idol in your life.
那就有可能是你生命中的偶像。
Because you're spending more time and energy on that, you love that more than you love the Lord.
因为你在那个东西上花费更多的时间和精力，你爱他比爱主更
多。But when the gospel redirects, you turn from that.
但是当圣灵动工的时候，你就从那里
转离。 So that you rededicate, you recommit, you refocus your love, your energies to what? What does it say? Serve the living and true God.
你把自己的时间、精力、自己的爱转移到这位又真又活的神身上。
Number 10, verse 10.
第十节。
It says that they were waiting for his son from heaven.
第十节提到，他们等候他的儿子从天降临。
Paul's use of this is that they were eagerly waiting, anticipating for Jesus to come back again.
保罗这里描绘的是他们迫不及待的想要看到神再来。
That's kind of interesting.
这很有意思。
Do we have that?
我们有这样子的心情，迫切的心情吗？
Why is this so interesting?
为什么这么有意思呢？
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
What are you waiting for in your life?
你在生命中等候什么？
You're waiting for something.
你在等候什么？
You are waiting for something right now.
你现在就在等着什么？
You're waiting for some type of news to happen. You're waiting for something to come through. You're waiting for some financing. You're waiting to find out what college you're going to go to. What are you waiting for?
你有可能在等一个什么消息，你在等一个什么事情被通过，或者是有一些一辆新车要买，你在等候。
Yes.
是的。
I remember one time when I was on a week-long business trip.
我记得有一次我出差了一周。
And I was coming back.And I was coming back late. I was coming back from LAX. And Bex let the kids wait up for me.
我从 LA 机场很晚要回家，那太太叫孩子们能够等我。
They're young.
他们很小。
But they're so excited to see Dad.
但是他们非常兴奋要看到爸爸。
They're so excited to see Daddy. That they asked and begged, Mommy, can we wait for him, please? Can we stay up and wait for Daddy to come home?
所以他们就求妈妈说，我们可不可以今天晚些睡，因为我们要等爸爸。
Do you have that type of anticipation for Jesus to come again?
你对耶稣的再来有没有同样的期待呢？
You see, what you are waiting for shows a lot about what you're hoping for.
因为你所等候的也表明了你所盼望的。
What you're waiting for right now may show how much weight you put in this life and not the life to come.
你现在所等候的可以表明你觉得现世的生活和将来的生命孰轻孰重。
What are you waiting for?
你在等候什么？
And does Jesus even come into an answer, even partially for that? Jesus, I'm waiting for you. Please come. I'm so excited to see you.
有没有在等候耶稣呢？你有没有想着耶稣，求你再来，我非常想要见到你。
We eagerly wait for someone or something that we love.
我们总是迫不及待的，想要等候我们所爱的某人或某事。
So those are two examples.
这就是两个例子。
So we see that the gospel gets received. Then the gospel, what does it do? What is it? Redirect. The last thing we see is that the gospel resounds out to others.
所以我们首先看到福音被领受，其次看到福音重新转向。
Look at verse 8.
第三点是福音传讲出去。
It says, For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere.
第八节提到，不单主的道从你们那里传遍了马其顿和亚该亚，就是你们对神的信心也传遍了各处。
You see, not only did they receive the gospel, and the gospel redirected their life.
你看，他们不但领受了福音，转变了生命的方向。
But the gospel resounded out from them.
但是福音也从他们那里传遍了各处。
The word used here for sounding forth is the root word ekos, which is in the English word we use what? What would you say? Ekos? Echo. Okay.
这里这个字眼用到的。
Everyone fell asleep already. It's okay.
传出去是英文里面这个回响回音。
The gospel made such a big impact on their life that the sound of their life, their words, their message went out everywhere.
福音在他们生命中产生了如此大的影响，这个福音也就从他们生命中回响到各处。
Through their lives, through their words, the gospel spread out from them.
透过他们的生命和他们的言语，福音从他们那里传讲出去。
Listen to this. The one who receives becomes the one who spreads.
仔细听，那领受福音的也成为了那传讲福音的。
The one who receives becomes the one who spreads.
那领受者成了传讲者。
That's God's design.
这是神的设计。
God could save people without us.
神可以没有我们也可以救人。
But God's salvation design is to allow us to participate.
但神救恩的设计是允许我们也参与。
Actually, that's too soft a word. I don't think it allows us to participate.
实际上，我觉得容许这个字眼不够强。
I think God's design demands us to participate.
我想神对福音的设计是要求我们、命令我们参与。
Verse 8 has helped give me this picture in my mind when I pray for our church.
第八节帮助我在为教会祷告的时候，有这样一幅画面。
That every time we leave our gathering together,
每当我们离开我们的聚会，
every time we leave our small groups, our fellowships, our worship,
每次我们离开小组聚会、团契或者敬拜
，that we all go out into the world，
我们都走进世界
，and we bring the message of Jesus everywhere we go。
我们就把耶稣的信息传讲到我们所到之处
，to your household，
去传到你家里
，to your workplace，
你工作的地方
，to your school，
学校
，at the market。
市场,
at the restaurant you visit,
餐馆,
every person you meet, every person we get to talk to, you find, you look for that opening to speak the name of Jesus.
每一个与你互动的人，每一个你跟别人的交谈，你都试图把耶稣介绍给他。
That's the picture that I pray for when I pray for our church.
我为教会祷告的时候，我脑海中就有这样一幅画面。
That we don't become just full, like.Fat, full people.
我们不是自己变成一个很充满的一个肥胖的臃肿
的人。But that all the blessing that God gives us through the gospel in Christ goes out. We take it out. We give it out.
我们不是把神的祝福就单单留在我们这里，我们要把它传讲出去。
The gospel should never just come to you. The gospel needs to go through you.
福音不是到你这里就停止了，它必须透过你继续流动。
You guys know a little bit of the picture, the landscape around Israel.
大家对以色列的地貌有所了解吗？
There's a major body of water that a lot of rivers go into. The Jordan River is one of them.
那里呢有很多河流，包括约旦河都流入一个湖里。
And the problem with this.Body of water is that there are no outlets.
那这个湖的问题是它没有出口。
So the mineral deposit in this body of water is too heavy.
所以那些矿物质就沉积下来。
It's called the Dead Sea.
所以这个湖就被称为死海。
Because all it does is it received.
因为它单单领受。
But nothing came out through it.
但是没有出口。
My prayer for our church is that we would not be a church of Dead Sea Christians.
我祷告我们教会不会成为死海信徒。
So I'm going to leave you with a challenge.
所以我想给大家一个挑战。
Would you be willing to pray this prayer?
你愿不愿意做这样一个祷告？
Lord, show me who you want me to bring the gospel to.
主啊，让我看到你要我把福音带给谁。
Help me to pray for them and give me the words to lead them to salvation in Jesus Christ.
帮助我为他们祷告，给我话语，引导他们在耶稣基督里得到救恩。
I want to bring your gospel to those who are lost.
我愿意把你的福音带给那些迷失的人。
Amen?
Amen.
Are you sure? You said amen. Are you sure? Amen?
你确定吗？
Let's not be Dead Sea Christians.
让我们不要成为死海信徒。
Father, this morning you showed us your plan to bring your salvation to others.
天父，今天早上你让我们看到传讲福音给他人的你的计划。
Oh Lord, when I think of the different conversions that I've been able to witness, it's just amazing to me.
主啊，当我回想起我所见证的人们信主的时刻。真是非常的奇妙。
Help us, Lord, to not forget that this is part of what our own salvation is about.
主啊，帮助我们不要忘记我们个人的救恩也是为了他人的救恩。
That we can bring the gospel to those who are lost.
我们要把福音带给那些失丧的人。
To those who are spiritually dead.
带给那些在灵里死的人。
Teach us to pray for them.
教导我们为他们祷告。
Teach us to pray more for the work of the gospel here.
教导我们更多的来为福音的事工祷告。
And I pray that you heard the prayer of any of your children today who says, Lord, I want to bring your gospel to those who are lost.
主啊，我求你能够垂听今天在座的任何一个弟兄姐妹他的祷告，愿意把福音带给别人。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.